Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What's up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan Podcast. And today we have Kevin Thompson with us here on the mic. Kevin is the co-founder of Tribe for Leaders. He's raised over generated over $16 million through strategic partnerships. And I'm just so excited to have Kevin here because today we're going to be talking really about the thing that you all know that I love, which is joint venture partnerships, or as Kevin calls them, strategic partnerships. I mean, we believe this is everything. And so I think it's going to be fun to discuss the different sides of how we've done it and some of the things that he's seen that works the best in his industry. So, you know, Kevin, say what's up to everybody and tell us something about yourself that most people wouldn't know about you.
Oh, all right. Well, what's up, everybody? Great to be here with you, Josh, and I'm excited for our conversation today. One thing that most people would not know is from 1988 to 1995, I spent 7 years working up in Alaska as a commercial fisherman in order to save up money to start my first business.
Oh, so, man, take me there with you. Green vacation right there. So, you know.
Yeah, that was definitely an experience.
And so what was the first business you were raising funds for?
The whole time I was up there, I had no idea what business I wanted to start. I was in FBLA in high school, and I just knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And so I thought, well, you know what? You need money to do this. Let me get some money together. So that was my path for doing that. But when I almost lost my life in 95, I almost got swept overboard when we were in a pretty nasty storm. And that's when I decided, okay, you've saved up enough money. This could be a long story, so I won't go into all of it, but I will let you know that the following year in 96, I started a cleaning and restoration company. I knew a guy in Seattle that he was in that industry, and looking in from the outside, it looked like he was doing pretty good for himself. And I'm like, I'd like to say it was something more grandiose than that, but it wasn't. I just thought, well, if he can do it, so can I. That's how I chose that industry. And of course, that came with its own set of challenges. So
I feel like that's usually how it starts, though, you know, is like looking at somebody else and saying, I could do that. I could do that better than them.
Exactly. I was smarter and I was better. That's what I thought. I quickly proved myself wrong.
You know, what's funny is I think, you know, so I've worked with some restoration companies, and I think that is a really cool backstory for you, because I know that we've even helped them succeed more through strategic partnerships. And that's where I'm really excited to kind of delve into that topic with you of what a strategic partnership looks like and how that it works. So could you kind of give us a little background on what a strategic partnership would be?
Sure. I mean, really what a strategic partnership is all it is, in the simplest of terms, is two people coming together to be able to combine their years of experience, expertise, resources, connections, and be able to accomplish far more together than either party could accomplish on their own. That's, in the simplest of terms, what a strategic partnership is. My very first strategic partnership happened in 2003. At that time I owned that cleaning and restoration business. We had started an online side of that business, this butt ugly website called getmoldsolutions.com, because I was like, you know, wouldn't it be cool to be able to use the internet and be able to have a nationwide or even a worldwide impact instead of just running the local business? So this website was kind of an extension of that local business. And after a couple of years, we had that website producing $12,000 and $13,000 a month for the revenue for the company. And my friend Joe Polish, who was also one of my mentors, was like, hey, why don't you come down here to the annual event that he held every year for the cleaning and restoration industry? Why don't you show him what you're doing with your website? And I was like, sure, that sounds good. And he's like, okay. He's like, and before you come, make sure you document what you do and how you do it. Put it into a course, because there's going to be a certain amount of the people there that will want your ongoing help. And so I was like, all right. And so we did that. October of 2003, I spoke at his event for about an hour. I showed him what I was doing with my website. I said, you know, hey, if this makes sense to you, if this resonates with you, if you'd like my help, here's what that looks like, here's what the investment is. And we ended up making $35,000 in sales of that training to his audience. And I mean, that was my experience too, John. I was like, wow, look at what, that's a whole lot more money I make in a day running the cleaning and restoration business.
Yeah, no joke.
This was really cool. And that was my very first ever strategic partnership. Although at the time I had no idea that that's what we were doing. It took time to figure out that that's what had just happened, because we were just two guys. Joe had an audience of people that he had assembled there that were going to come to this annual event and talk with me. He was like, Kevin, he's like, you've got value to offer these people. And he's like, I'd like you to speak. And there was no talk whatsoever between Joe and I of like, man, if we do this, we're going to make a killing. We're going to make a bunch of money. I mean, there was no talk of that whatsoever. And you know, too many people think that doing strategic partnerships or even reaching out to people, you know, is about, hey, you know, if you refer business to me and we do this thing, you know, I'll compensate, you know, we'll make all this money together. And that's like the total wrong messaging. The right messaging is like, you know, with Joe, you know, he saw an opportunity there for me to help his people. And what he really saw was that I was going to help him further the existing relationship that he already had with those people. And I can tell you that if he would have thought for one second that I would have damaged the relationship he already had, I don't care how much money was at stake, how much money would be potentially made, he would have never put me in front of those people. That would have not happened. And you know, I can share all this now, having hindsight and having done hundreds of strategic partnerships, but at the time, I had no idea that's what we were even doing, but it paved the way to a whole lot more great things coming down the road from there. So
yeah, well, and Joe Posh is a good guy to know. So is Kevin Thompson.
He definitely is.
Well, Kevin, I want to ask you this question. I was looking on your website here. So I really liked your mission because it's simple. So this is for the tribe four leaders, excuse me. So it's bring the right leaders together at the right time for the right reasons and provide them a community built upon creating real value and authentic relationships. So let me ask you this, because I love that. What is the difference between a strategic partnership and typical networking?
Well, typical networking sucks, Josh.
Yeah, amen.
Typical networking, you know, everybody's in the room with the intention of getting business, making connections that will grow their business, all that. And the challenge is that they mistakenly believe that it's all about telling everybody about what they do. And yet the thing is when you're in an environment where everybody feels like, well, in order for this to work, in order for me to get value from this, I need to talk to as many people as I can. I need to let them know what I do. I need to exchange business cards. And where everybody is in that environment, talk, 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 nobody's listening. Nobody's making any connections. No, I mean, that's why so many people hate typical networking, because like I said, it sucks. But when you focus on the person, when you focus on getting to know them and who they are, what they're all about, what motivates them to do what they do, why they do it, who they serve, what problems they're dealing with, what opportunities they're trying to take advantage of, you know, and you really get to know them, and like, you know, hear them out and just ask questions of them, because you're genuinely interested in getting to know them. And for a guy like me, I'm always defaulting to, wow, I want to help them in some way. And like, who do I know based on what they're sharing with me that I could connect them with that would help them out? And I've always been that way. And the thing is when we let people, you know, when we ask questions and we genuinely are interested in knowing the answers to those questions, you know what? People like, and especially now, more than ever, people feel like they're not being heard. And when we give them the opportunity where they know, and we give them the gift of knowing that, like, man, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I care about you. And then if there's a way that I can help you, I want to do that. And I don't give a damn if I get anything in return from this. If I can just give that gift, then man, I mean, you're going to make such an impression doing that. And that's what real strategic partnerships are all about. And that's how they get formed, because that's how we connect with people.
Because it's about the giving, right? And it's about the collaboration. And that's what I love, is that you're saying, like, come at it with a spirit of giving, yeah, instead of taking. We've even found that with our masterminds, you know, like when people come to it, I personally vet everybody who comes through just to make sure that this happens. Because if you're coming in like, oh, hey, I'm just going to try and sell myself really well, you're really not going to get anywhere. But for us, like, what we found is we bring them into the room and say, what problem do you solve and who do you solve it for? And then basically you're saying, this is what it is. This is who I solve it for. And then you're like, this is what I'd like to do. Right. And then everybody else in the room thinks, okay, what are three names that I could give you? Or maybe it's something I want, or maybe this is something my audience could use. And it creates these partnerships in a way that are just spectacular. That's why I love what you guys are doing over there at the Tribe for Leaders. I mean, that's just such a spectacular thing. So let's give our audience some actionable steps now, Kevin. So, like, let's talk about how they can implement these strategic partnerships, how they start them, how they form them, and really how to bring them about to where you're actually making money after all said and done.
Sure. So, okay. So the way you start a strategic partnership is by starting a relationship. And the way you start a relationship is so dang simple. It's through a process, and I didn't coin this term. My friend Jesse Elder, I really learned this from him back in 2012. This thing called active appreciation, and when we, you know, no matter how successful somebody is, no matter how big of a business they run, no matter how big that business is, no matter how great things look for that person on the outside looking in, I can tell you that there's not a person on the face of this planet that gets enough appreciation. And when we just show genuine appreciation for somebody, not using this as a strategy, not looking at this as a tactic, just letting this be who you are. When you show genuine appreciation for someone, you are going to get their attention very quickly. They're going to, and I don't care how successful they are. You know, I mean, I have reached out to so many people over the years, and just let them know some, you know, whether they have a podcast, or whether they were on an interview on a podcast, or whether you read a book that they wrote or whatever, you know, just reach out to them and just like, you know what, man, I really appreciate what you shared here. And maybe even say why you appreciated that. You know what, you're going to get so much response from people. Now, not everybody's going to respond back to you, but a lot of people are going to respond back to you. And it's going to open the door for a conversation way more than reaching out to people and saying, hey, we should do this thing together. You know, if we did this thing together, we could make all this money. If you referred me business, or if I refer, you know, showing appreciation. And so you can like do this right now. I mean, you want an actionable step? You have contacts in your cell phone right now, people that you know. You can start sending out just simple text messages or audio messages or whatever, letting those people know something that you genuinely appreciate about them. And don't ask for anything in return. Don't even ask for a reply in return. Just send out some active appreciation to some people in your life and watch what happens. You're going to be, I mean, less than 24 hours, you're going to be amazed at the response that you get from people.
Love that. And so that's how you start the relationship, you know, show genuine appreciation. So once you create the partnership, what are kind of your first steps? What sort of partnerships would you create?
So when I was doing my, when I was running my training and coaching business, my partnerships are revolved around having people help me get my message out there to their audiences, that kind of thing. But the way that I would start, so if I reach out to somebody like that using this active appreciation exercise and stuff, and I hear back from somebody, when I suggest that we have a conversation, or a lot of times they'll suggest, hey man, I really appreciate, thanks so much for saying that, I'd love to have a conversation with you. On that conversation, I do not begin that conversation by starting talking about me. I start asking questions of them. You know, what are you working on right now that's got you fired up? You know, what, you know, and just, and then asking more, as they share, asking more clarifying questions about that and totally looking for ways that I might be able to help and support them. And for me, usually that's through making some kind of an introduction. And I will tell you that you're only going to, when you do this and you start asking questions of people like this and are genuinely listening to them, you're only going to get so far into that conversation until they're going to ask you, well, Kev, tell me about you. Tell me what you're working on. Tell me how I can help you. It's going to come around to that. And then you get the opportunity after you've already given them this amazing experience. You haven't done a doggone thing together except for have a conversation, and you've given them such an amazing experience and let them be heard that they're now just like, wow, if there's a way I can help you in return, I'd love to be able to do that. And they're just going to go there. You don't have to direct it there. So
right. Love that. Well, and so, you know, it really comes down to the industry, right? I mean, there's really no wrong way to do a joint venture partnership that we found. It always seems to work out, benefiting both of you. And so, you know, we're coming up to the end of the interview here already. So I want to ask you, Kevin, what would be your final parting piece of guidance for everybody saying, hey, this is what you should be doing when it comes to setting up strategic partnerships?
So you're looking for an opportunity where you can serve that person, you know, whether that's through furthering their relationships, whether that is through, you know, serving the people that they serve. How can you or somebody you know provide value to that person and help them further their relationships? And so if that is through offering your services, offering your expertise, offering your guidance, your support, whatever that looks for, you know, and there's not, I mean, I don't have a hard, fast rule of, you know, this is what a partnership looks like, because it can take so many different forms. Right. And, you know, when I was offering my training for the, you know, 13-year period, and we had the coaching, we sold over $16 million worth of that training and the coaching that went along with it. And we did that solely through strategic partnerships. We did over 500 strategic partnerships over a 13-year run. And yet it was the relationships were where the real value was. And so my whole goal was to give my partner a great experience, which included giving their people a great experience. And once we had done that, you know, this will be writer downer stuff here. Whenever I scheduled a strategic partnership with somebody, once we kind of figured out, okay, what was that going to look like? And see, that was a collaborative process. That wasn't me saying, this is what it looks like. It was the two of us talking of what is this going to look like? How, you know, and how can I best serve them? So it was a collaborative discussion. Then we would schedule the project and say, okay, yep, we're going to do this. Well, what we'd do at the same exact time, I'd be like, you know what? What I want to do is let's do this project. And then also let's set up a time right now so that we can have a debrief call afterwards to just kind of see how all this went and all that. And so on that phone call afterwards, I would ask three questions of that partner. I would ask them, you know, okay, from your viewpoint, what about this whole project went really great from your standpoint? Then the second question I would ask them is, okay, you know, what do you see that on my end that I can improve to make this experience even better for people like you? And then the third question is, okay, now that we've had this experience, who else do you know that I should be having a conversation with? And see, it's not like I'm asking for, hey, can you refer me? It's like I gave them a great experience. And even if things didn't go perfectly, I'm gonna let you know, in a strategic partnership, that only one of three things can possibly happen. We're going to get the results that we'd hoped for, we're going to get less than the results we hoped for, or we're going to get better than the results we hoped for. And so right off the bat, we've got a 66% chance or better that we're going to get like what we want. And even if we don't, even if we had this big vision and like, oh, all this great stuff's going to happen, and even if those results aren't quite what we'd hoped for, we still delivered an amazing experience. And that's what people talk about. That's why people will refer you.
Love that. But everybody, make sure that you go out and take this opportunity to create these partnerships. You know, what Kevin just talked about is the number one way that we've seen business owners succeed. Every single entrepreneur I've talked to, you know, whether they're just starting out or a billionaire, but they've succeeded, it comes down to the partnerships that they've formed and the growth that they've gained through partnering with other people. So Kevin, thank you so much for coming on today. And before we sign off, one final question. How can people learn more about Tribe for Leaders and connect with you?
Yeah, they can just go to tribeforleaders.com. And if what we share there resonates with you, you can go ahead and fill out the form. Let us know a little bit about you. And then it'll take you to our calendar, and will allow you to schedule a call where both Jules and myself will be on that call, and we'll have a conversation with you. And if for whatever reason, you know, it's not a right fit, we'll let you know that too. But if it is a right fit, we'll tell you more about what we've got going. If it makes sense, we'll just invite you in. So.
Love that. So everybody, make sure you go check out tribeforleaders.com. And Kevin, thank you so much for coming on today.
My pleasure, Josh.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.